Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, May 23rd, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net. We want to encourage you today. Today's message has a rather unusual title, but you will understand the reason as we progress with the message. It's titled, Going Away Sad. Scripture text is Matthew 19, verse 22.
When the young man heard this, he went away sad, because he had great wealth.
I have a friend in church who wears an interesting t-shirt that reads, He who dies with the most toys still dies. Many of you have seen what may be called a motto of the world. He who dies with the most toys wins. I've often seen this as a bumper sticker on huge four-wheel drive pickups. Many live their lives as though this were true.
The daily verse is one of the most somber in the entire Bible and is a microcosm of the choices each of us make regarding our life's focus. Will our focus be directed to earth's immediate rewards or to the kingdom of God that promises future, eternal rewards that are incomparably better? In our text, the rich young man had approached Jesus as an earnest seeker. Jesus summed up discipleship when he called him to sell his possessions and follow him.
But the young man went away sad. Why? After all, he was a young, successful, and he had great wealth. What's there to be sad about? Isn't that what we're supposed to aspire to?
It seems to me that in his heart, he knew he was making the wrong choice, but the grip of wealth was so great that he was captivated by it and narrowed his choices to those dictated by purse strings. Money cannot mend a broken heart, nor can it fill the spiritual void that each of us is born with.
It's interesting to me that the other two synoptic gospels also have this account, with each adding an interesting detail. Mark tells us that when Jesus looked on the man, he loved him. Indeed, he loves each one of us this day, and evidence of this is seen in his steadfast love that never ceases. His manifold mercies are unending and renewed daily for the believer as well as the unrighteous.
Luke provides an interesting detail in adding a single adverb that the rich young man became very sad. Exceedingly, intensely sad
is the sense of that word very. Still today, for many, there remains in one way or another a consideration of the economic impact of the decision concerning following Christ. Although there is not a universal biblical call to sell all our possessions, Christ clearly calls each of his followers to a life of commitment and sacrifice in following him. I wonder whatever happened to that young man. Well, for sure he got older, and for sure he died. Did he ever come to his senses and heed Christ's call? What about you today?
Let's pray together. Jesus, it's clear in Scripture that the attainment of worldly riches can narrow a person's vision to nearsightedness. Their sight is fixed upon that which can be experienced only on this side of heaven. But you've called us to be farsighted in that we lay down anything that hinders our vision of that which is yet to come in the eternal realm. Our goals in this life reach beyond immediate reward and expand to treasures stored up in heaven. For those entrusted to riches on this side, you've instructed to be good stewards and thereby further expanding the message of salvation to those far and near. All sacrifices made in this life will bring about reward in the life to come. Help us to be faithful. Amen.
Amen. Well, there's a joy to share with you today, a rather sobering message, based upon one of the great stories in the life of our Lord Jesus Christ that we can learn from. Well, once again, our website is dailyencouragement.net. We do have a couple of photos on the site today. One of them is a photo Brooksine took just a couple of days ago in a nearby bed and breakfast type inn with a wedding arbor that is very, very pretty, with flowers and so forth. And also have a photo of my favorite vegetable meal. Well, one of my several favorites, I suppose. And I'm not going to tell you what that is. If you're curious, you can go look at it. And it may surprise you. I will say this, that neither Brookstein nor Astaire care for it, which is okay with me. Have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful to the Lord and make the daily choice to follow Him.